Is on.
Okay, Shavua Tov, everyone. We are going to begin today, continuing with where we left off last time, which we're going to get into a little bit of a machlokas in what we backtracking what we said last week. But let's begin with the concept that when Mashiach comes, we are going to gain shleimus in our chachma. That's the point. And there are going to be many different, there's a machlokas here, the number of different rishonim giving us different ways that we're going to get this increased chachma. It's not all one system. Everybody has a different emphasis of the rishonim as to what exactly is going to change that's going to create the elevation of our wisdom. That's what we're going to discuss today. The mele we're going to get into the kasha we bumped into with the Ramban last week. I'll get into that now. So, the first one we saw was the Rambam. We've already seen him. He was quoted as in the book, both in Hilchos Malachim, Yud Beis, Halacha Dalet, and Hey, also the Perish Mishnayos. He says the big toelas, what comes out of him, is that the fact that we're not going to have difficulties making parnasa and suffering, and the malchus are not going to be oppressing us, will be free to learn the Torah. That's the big change that the Rambam focuses on. And I'll just quote the main part of the Rambam that we've seen already. Right, the whole point is going to be, even though we're going to have all of these benefits financially, physically, etc., it's not so that we'll be in charge and be strong and be rich. That's not the Kavanah. So we'll be free to learn and delve into Chachmah Torah. V'loyehem nogeis. There'll be nobody bothering, oppressing, nobody. Mivadel k'dei sheyizku l'chai olam haba. This way they'll be able to be zochet olam haba. Okay? That is the Rambam that we saw. Got it? Now, the second position we found is Rav Sadia Gaon, who's in line with this Rambam. By the way, from this Rambam, it's mashma. We saw that there is, in the Mos HaMashiach, there's Schar Onesh to be exalted to Olam Haba. So even in the status of Mashiach, you still, as he says explicitly, you will be earning your Olam Haba. So we tried to explain last week, it's going to be easier. It's going to be much easier to do the mitzvahs. But you still have the option to choose not to. You will have that option. Similar to what Adam Arishon had. We're going to get back to that. But that's clear from the Rambam that there is going to be an ability to zochet to Olam Haba in Yemos HaMashiach. Next, Rav Sadia Gaon. This is in his book, Haemunos Vadeos. Okay? He explains like this. A different approach, but similar. Az tachul ha-nevua betoch imenu. We're going to have nevua. And with that, ad shebaneinu ve'avadeinu yisnavu, our children and our slaves are going to have nevuah. Of course, we will too. But even the children and the slaves. Kemo she'amar v'haya achrechein eshpoch es ruchi al kol basar v'navu b'neichem u'bnoseichem. This is the pasuk in Yoel Gimel Aleph. It says that afterwards, when Mashiach comes, he's going to pour his ruach is nevuah, kol basar. Everyone's going to have nevuah, also our children, also the girls, everyone. The shvachim, the shvachos, avadim, ad she'im yeh, this is interesting, look at this. Ad she'im yelech achad mibnei Yisrael. When one Jewish person goes elechata arzot. He goes to some country, any country in the world. V'yomar ki ani miYisrael. I am Jewish. Yomru lo. They're going to say to him, Amor lanu ma'ayim lamachar. What's going to be tomorrow? They're going to test him. This is the test. Oh ma'aya etmol. What happened yesterday? Mimashaya stone Islam. They had a secret that no one knew. They're going to test the Jewish guy to see if he's really Jewish. What happened? The kasher yom alahem. This is Rav Sadia Gaon talking. And then when he says to them, Yivar lahem shehu Yisrael, they're going to see he really is Jewish. Kamosha Amar v'noda b'goyim zarm v'tetzayim v'toch ha'avim. This is going to be the miraculous thing. Every Jew is going to be enough. V'hodienu ki ha'am yivchru v'avoda. The nation is going to choose avoda v'lo b'meri. No rebellion. Kasher hu mefurish b'parshat zumal Hashem elokeches levavacha. That's the part of the prophet. He's going to circumcise our hearts. I'll give you a new heart. Ad sofa. There are many areas that we're going to choose that's going to reflect this new heart. They're going to see the Shechina. They're going to have the Nevuah. That's the Chachma now. A little different than the Rambam. Everybody's going to get Chachma because they're going to be Nevi'im. They're in their own malchus, in their own kingdom. They're comfortable and happy. This is like the Rambam. No one's going to force them. Everybody's going to be full parnasa. Nobody's lacking. All of their business is going to be successful. Ad kalu shmehem ve'artzam hitchatshu lahem. They're going to have an end to the old shamayim ve'aretz, and we're going to get a new one. Kamoshin beer beparshas kihinini borei shamayim chadashim. There's going to be a new shamayim and a new aretz. Aretz chadasha. Ki im sisu v'gilu adei ad v'galati Yerushalayim. Is everything's going to be back and Yerushalayim will be revealed. Uman nichbad olam kulo simcha v'sason. Everything be happy. Happy people. Kulo avodas akel. Everything's going to be avodas Hashem. Be'iraso. Kulo gmul v'scharto. This sounds like everything is gmul. The olam agmul of reward and schartov. Doesn't sound like you're working to get avoda here. According to Avsad Yagon, it seems like he's learning that in the Mosa Mashiach, free choice is also gone on some level. Fine, that's a pasuk in Tehillim. He's saying we're going to have an incredible world. So the increased chacham, according to Rav Sadia Gaon, as in this concept that we're all going to be Nevi'im, everybody. And that's going to be the big miracle that's going to change the whole world's perspective on the Jewish people. Next, that's another one. Now is the bittul of the Yetzer Hara, which is another aspect. So we had first that life is going to be easier. That's going to free us to learn Torah. Number two, the Nevuah comes down, right? And now we're, this concept of the bittul of the Yetzer Hara, which we saw in the Rabban last week, we're going to delve into that. This is the Tana d'Eliyahu. Chaim shelo b'tzahar, v'shelo b'yetzer hara. No yetzer hara anymore. This is the Tana d'Eliyahu, Rabba Perik Dalit. Liamos ben David, there's going to be no yetzer hara in the days of David, which is Mashiach. V'lo olam haba kesa. Atira kadosh baruch hu leishev b'beis medrash shelo. Hashem's going to be sitting in his beis medrash. The tzaddikei olam yoshvim lefanav. The tzaddikim are sitting in front of him. Hakadosh Baruch Hu notin lehem l'nisheihem uvnehem uvnoseihem ve'avdeihem ve'amoseihem. This is a long list. He's going to give them their wives, their children, their daughter, their sons, their daughters, their avadim, and their female slaves. Sorech b'teihem. Everybody's going to have what they need. The Ruach HaKodesh Shore Aleim. They're going to have the Ruach HaKodesh to be discussed. Shenemar Vayach Rechen Eshpoch Es Ruchi Al Kol Basar. The Nivu B'nechem U'B'nechem. I'm going to be Nevi'im. What is Shalom B'Yetzer Hara? Says the Tanav Eliyahu. Shenemar V'natati Lachem Lev Chadash V'Ruach Chadash. I'm going to give you a new heart, a new spirit. Eten B'kir B'chem V'asirosi Lev Ha'Evan. I'm going to take away your hard heart. Stone, heart of stone. מבשריכם ונתתי לכם לב בשר. זה יצהרה, fine, it keeps, it's the same concept. There's no more יצהרה. Now we get to that Ramban that we read last week. The Ramban, really, I'll tell you the truth, this Ramban, I looked up the Gemara in Shabbos that he's quoting here, it really looks as though he's holding that in the times of Mashiach there will be no Yetzirah, no nothing, and it looks as though you're going to be like one of the Malachim. No Yetzirah, no free choice. That's what it looks like from the Ramban after further inspection. Let's look at it together again one more time. So he's on the pasuk in Dvarim Lamed Vav. Umal Hashem Elokecha es levavacha. Hashem is going to circumcise our hearts. We did part of it last week, but I'm going to quote another part this week, today, that really looks as though it's not that it's going to be easier for us to do Avodas Hashem, but really it looks like there will be nothing but Avodas Hashem. It's over, and your Skar and Onesh is over. You have no more reward once Mashiach steps in. It's over. Not that you still get reward, you're still growing, etc., but it's easier. That's the simple pshat of the Ramban. So let's take a look at it again. I'm going to skip a lot of it. This is the big Ramban. Kizot habrit asher echrot et beit Yisrael achrei hayamim ahem v'natati es torasi b'kirba. I'm going to write on the walls of their hearts. There's no room anymore for avarice. Zeu bitul yetzahara. No more yetzahara. V'asos halev b'tivu maseu haroi. Your lev, your heart is going to want naturally to do the right thing. V'lekach amar od. V'ayisi lehem lelokim v'hem mayuli le'am v'lo yuvedu od ish esra'eu. V'ish es achiv le'mor du es Hashem. We said this last week. No more kiruv. You're not going to need anybody to tell his friend, no, you should know, learn about Hashem. Ki kulam yodim oso. Le'miktanam v'ad gdolam. Everybody's going to know. Little people, big people. Hu b'yadua. Ki yetzer lava adam rami nurav. We have the Gemara that says that the yetzer, the pasuk in the Torah, yetzer, the yetzer of the heart of a little boy is evil from the beginning. V'tzrichim l'lamed otam. You have to teach them. U'bizman ha'u, at the time of Mashiach, ein tzrichim l'mod otam. You don't have to teach the kids to do the right thing. It's going to be easy. They're not going to have a yetzahara to be educated. Ela sheyitbatel yitzram bizman ha'u legamre. The Ramban is very strong. No yetzahara. V'chein nemar b'cheskel. Lamed vav kavva, v'natati lechem lev chadash v'ruach chadash etein v'kir v'chem v'asisi es asher v'chuki v'teilechu. You're going to go in my ways. V'alev chadash yirmoz l'tivo v'aruach l'cheifetz v'l'ratzon. They're going to want to do only good. Now he's going to quote the Gemara in Shabbos, which I looked up. V'zeu she'amru v'vuseinu. V'higiyu shani masher tomar. The days, years will come when you say, ein li b'hem chefetz. Pasuk in Tehillim. I have no interest in it. Now, what does that mean? Eilu yamos Mashiach, says the Gemara in Shabbos. We're going to learn that together. These are the days of Mashiach. She'ein b'hem lo schus v'lo chobba. No schus, no merits, and no chobba, no obligation. No merits and no detractments, I would say. No averes, no chov. Ki b'yemei Mashiach, this is the Ramban's pshat in that Gemara, lo yeh be'adam chefetz. He will have no desire of a yasin b'tivo ha'maisa ha'roi. He's going to do naturally what's good. L'fichach ein b'hem lo schus v'lo chova. Ki ha'schus v'chova tuluyim b'chefetz. Schus and chova, right, is dependent on what, on a desire to do wrong. You have a question what you want, free choice. He's saying you don't have that. That's the simple pshat of the Ramban. And Rabbi Beller found in the Mishavel just now, as we were speaking, that it seems as though he's clearly saying there's no free choice in the days of Mashiach. It's over. You finish. No schus and no chova is his pshat. That's his pshat. The Rosh Hashivas, as we said, Rabbi Oryadiansky and Rabbi Yerucham originally wrote that this can't be understood. This cannot be the pshat of the Ramban, and they do the sliding scale that we talked last week. But now I want to look at that Gemara Shabbos Kufnun Aleph on the Beis, which is quoted by the Ramban. This idea that if you don't have any chayfets, you're Moshe Mashiach. This is the days, no schus and no chova. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. What does that mean, no schus and no chova? So first of all, the Gemara explains that there's a machlokes. This concept of no schus and no chova is a machlokes with Rebbe Shmuel. Let's see, Shmuel, hold on one second. I just want to find that for you here. Here, Upligi de Shmuel. Damar Shmuel. Shmuel argues with this idea that there's no tzchus and no chov in the Mos Mashiach, and he says, "Ein bein olam hazel Mos Mashiach el shibut malchus bilvad." There's no difference between the days of Mashiach and us, except that we will be no shibut malchus. Okay, that's it. But and then he quotes the pasuk, "Shenemar ki lo yechdal evyon mikerav haaretz." There will still be poor people in the world. That is the Gemara. Says Rashi on this Gemara, what is it? What's the machlo? What does it mean? Lo schus velo chova? That the brisa of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar said that Shmuel's arguing with. What does he say? He says lo schus velo chova, lo davar schus bo shikula mashirim. The Rashi says, what is it, there's no schus v'lo chova, that everyone's going to be rich. V'lo chova, la'ametz leiv, in order to strengthen your heart, the likfots yad, in order to be stingy. There's no chov, because there'll be no poor people. Rashi's limiting the discussion of lo schus v'lo chova to the Emos HaMashiach, not the way the Ramban explains. That there's no free choice and everybody's free, everybody's gonna do good, and no one will do bad. That's not the Rashi Pshat. Rashi's making the machlokes between Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Shmuel as to whether poor people will exist. That's it. So according to Shmuel, there will be poor people. He quotes a pasuk, Lo Yechdal Evyon, and Tanakama, or Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the Brisa is saying, no. Most schus v'lo chova, and we know poor people. You won't have the schus to give to a poor person because there won't be any. Everybody be a shirin. And you won't have a chov, but by not giving them, because of the mele, they're all rich. You're not going to have to work on your stinginess to give more. So Rashi's clearly learning that this lo schus v'lo chova, you most Mashiach, it's not that there's no mitzvahs anymore. There's still mitzvahs. You just won't have the schus and chov of giving to poor people. But the Ramban argues. And says, no, lo schus v'lo chova means your heart's going to be only to do good. It seems as though there is a real machlokas over here. In addition, we found the Rashba on this Gemara as well. He's also in Brachos Daf Yud Ches. And he says, this is what Shmuel said. Okay, this is a little bit complicated here to get into another Gemara. I don't know if I want to do that. This is the back of the Masifta I'm reading. But it's clear that there is another machlokes whether or not the mitzvahs get suspended in Trias HaMeisim or also in Yemos HaMashiach. That seems like it's a machlokes Ritva versus the Rashba. The Ritva from this Masifta presentation seems to be saying that the Ritva holds, you still have all the mitzvahs in Trias HaMeisim, until Trias HaMeisim. You still have all the mitzvahs, and that's maybe you don't have this one mitzvah of giving to poor people because everybody's going to be rich. That's it, like Rashi. And according to the Rashba, it seems as though Trias HaMeisim is part of Yemos HaMashiach. This is not clear. I'm only reading the Masifta write-up now. We only found it just now. But it seems though he's learning Mashiach and Trias HaMeisim is one time period, and that's it. Your Schar and Onesh is over. It's over. What you did now is what you have. That's what looks like to be the three-way machlokes here that we found in the Rishonim about the Yemos HaMashiach, and it's coming from how you explain this Gemara Shabbos that in Yemos HaMashiach there's no tzchus and no chova. Simple pshat is going to be if you read him alone, like the Ramban and the Chumash, who says pashat, there's no tzchus, no chova, no one's going to want to do bad. Period. Then you have the kasha, what about free choice? There's no free choice. It's over. Rashi seems to be saying, no, you can't read him in a vacuum. You can't read the price of those chus v'lochov in a vacuum. Since the Gemara says, pleading the Ad Shmuel, he's arguing with Shmuel, who's talking about poor people existing or not. Therefore, the Brisa is also only talking about the existence of poor people or not. Rav Shmuel says there's no poor people. There still will be poor people. And the Brisa is saying there is no poor people. Everybody's rich, so you don't have the schus and the chol of giving tzedakah. That's it from Rashi. According to the Ritva and the Rashba, it seems as though there is a real fundamental machlokes between whether or not in the days of Mashiach equals Kriyas HaMeisim, which we're not up to that point yet. We have not touched Kriyas HaMeisim. That's coming. And it seems as though the Rashba is injecting Kriyas HaMeisim into Yemos HaMashiach, like it's happening in one time period, and therefore there's no mitzvahs left anymore, which is a very scary idea, because we have to get moving. We have to get moving quickly, very quickly. So that's where we're starting. Now we still have, just to keep you excited about what's coming tomorrow, we have a few more shitas as to how we're going to get increased wisdom. We have Rabbeinu Bachaye, that we're going to be eating the Suda of the Leviathan. That's going to increase our wisdom. We have the Rabbeinu Tam, who has a whole nother sheet as to how we're going to get to increased wisdom. We're all going on a diet, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Just stay tuned for tomorrow, and that's going to make us wiser, and other Rishonim as well. Okay, so I think we're moving forward. We're going to have the Shir Klali today in the afternoon session. I think we already have Mar Makomos, I believe, I hope. And that's it. Everybody have a wonderful day. What is the question?
One question from Rabbi David Meir Deutsch. When the Rosh Hashi was discussing Rav Sadia Gaon, everything is going to be Avodas Hashem with Rav Sadia Gaon.
Right.
Can't there be Avodas Hashem and Schar? Meaning, can there be free choice with that? Doesn't necessarily preclude free choice.
Once you say that there's no more Yetzer Hara, the Bittul of the Yetzer Hara, those are fighting words. You know what I'm saying? Those are serious words. Of course, we can stick in all these ideas in, but the notion that you don't have to teach your kids anymore to do the right thing because it's going to be natural, all these things, it seems as though they're really learning there's no Yetzer Hara, it's over. And again, it could be philosophically difficult to justify. I don't know, but that's what they seem to be saying. They seem to be saying it. I know that Rabbi Yerucham and the Baal HaKedah, that was another one of the early Achronim that was in the Shevel of the Ramban, discussing how could Ramban say that there's no Bechir Chofshis, he leave the Ramban and it's Arhiyud. But you see, Rav Sadia Gaon seems to be saying the same thing as well. I don't know. It seems as though there's no schar and onesh. If you learn the Gemara, lo schus lo chov, like the Ramban did, there's no schar and onesh. If you learn it the way Rashi did, that it's only about whether there is or is not ani, and that's the whole discussion, then of course you have plenty of room to say that there's schar and onesh. Plenty. Okay? Plenty. Okay? We'll continue tomorrow.
Thank you.